With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Both Illinois and Chicago filing suit to stop the White House from sending National Guard troops to the Windy City. In the meantime, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says a Trump-appointed judge's ruling that stops a National Guard deployment to Portland is just wrong.
With all due respect to that judge, I think her opinion is untethered in reality and in the law. The president is using his authority as commander-in-chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
And she adds it has become a political boiling point.
It's a shame that we see in some cities across the country that their mayors are just simply refusing to cooperate because they don't like Donald Trump. And that's what this boils down to. And I don't think any American would disagree that Chicago needs more law enforcement reinforcements, that they need more resources.
President Trump will soon be imposing new tariffs on large trucks. Sears White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Starting next month, all medium and heavy-duty trucks imported into the U.S. will face a 25% tariff rate. President Trump said the escalated tax will take effect November 1st. He has said new tariffs are designed to protect U.S. companies from unfair outside competition. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce had urged the administration not to impose the truck tariffs, noting the top five importers are all allies and close trading partners. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It is a mega deal. Fifth Third Bancorp is buying Comerica for $10.9 billion in an all-stock deal. That buyout will create the ninth largest U.S. bank with approximately $288 billion in assets. No word on when that will be approved. This is SRN News. Well, Christians in communist countries continue to face harassment and often persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
Significant shift in Canadian family law expanding parental rights beyond traditional norms. Newsmax reports Quebec has approved its first adoption by a trio, a throuple, and that grants three men legal recognition as parents of a little three-year-old girl. This is SRN News. Snowstorm trapping dozens of hikers on Mount Everest. Here's Charles de la Desma.
Villagers with their oxen and horses have ascended the mountain as part of rescue efforts amidst the heavy snow. They're aiming to clear paths and bring down the trapped people. A hiker who managed to descend told the Jimun News that the snowfall had crushed some tents. The snowstorm struck during a national holiday in China when many people go travelling. There's been no immediate update on rescue efforts so far. I'm Charles de la Desma.
President Trump has approved a mining road in Alaska that was sidelined by then-President Joe Biden. President says he's moving ahead with a proposed road through an Alaska wilderness to allow mining of copper, cobalt, gold, as well as many other needed minerals. More details at srnnews.com.